The Tefl Commute, Season 16, Episode 3, GIFs.
Everybody, it's nice to be here again. I'm Sandy.
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Kerry.
And we're on the Tefl Commute, so Lindsay will remind us what it is.
Yes, we were just talking about this. So yeah, this is a podcast for language teachers that's not about language teaching, but the topic always comes up. And there's the three of us here today. Sean can't make it. He's our other regular co-host. We're coming to the end of the year. This is season 16. We're recording this currently in November. And we've taken a topic that we did around 14 seasons ago. So we're revisiting. This is the second time we've revisited a topic on the commute. We revisited our first ever topic of commuting. And this time we're revisiting the topic of gifts.
So first off, we're going to think about giving and getting gifts as a teacher. So what are your experiences of either giving gifts to teachers or getting gifts as a teacher yourself? Have you got any memorable experiences? Lindsay's laughing already.
Yeah. I was thinking that was great because I suddenly felt like I was watching an English class. Like I felt like this was a discussion class where the teacher's like, so can you tell me about any interesting holidays you've had or any fun places you visited?
It was a very good list.
Don't you think, Kerry? Didn't you feel like you were... A student? I was sitting in a circle there with a whole bunch of other students. All right.
Model instructions, absolutely.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Sandy.
So you were, go on, Lindsay, were you giggling because of that?
No, I wasn't giggling because of a gift, but I was getting, I mean, Kerry, why don't you start us off then?
Okay, because I was thinking that I have more experiences now as a parent being in charge of buying the class gift for the teacher than the other way around. And it's fraught, you know, because it's like everyone has to take it in turn, but there's competition involved. And then you're collecting the money from everyone. You've got to go shopping, but you've also got to be on the WhatsApp group showing everybody what you're potentially going to buy. And there's 35 different parents with 35 different opinions. And like,
yes, I think... I totally agree. Maybe I'll give a little cultural background to our listeners here. Kerry and I both live in Spain, where I don't know if it's the same in the UK, Sandy, but in Spain, the tradition is that the parents nowadays all band together, because it's so much easier to make a WhatsApp group, to band together to get a gift for that class's teacher.
Right.
So whereas in the past, you might have given like a bottle of wine or a basket of fruit or something like a pencil case. And now everyone drops in, I don't know, I haven't done it for a while, but when I was doing it, it was like they sometimes get up to 10 euros, which means you have a budget of like sometimes like 200 euros to get a present.
I think that is becoming more common in the UK anecdotally from my friends who are teachers. I've got a lot of friends who are kind of primary and secondary school teachers in the UK. And definitely one of my friends who's a primary teacher got a coffee machine from her class.
Yeah. And when you look at that budget, you need to get you're looking in big ticket items now because otherwise, back in the day, it would have been
the whole cornucopia of stuff, you know,
a basket with a big ham and case of wine. And because you've got to, the other thing I think why Kerry's right, it gets very fraught because you have to make sure you spend all the money because there's always a suspicion that the other parents are like, did you get a cheaper one and pocket the difference?
This is incredibly politically.
it's horrible. I hate the gift. And sending the photos. Okay, I'm gonna get this, and then
I definitely think gift giving to teachers has become much more formalized in a way. Mm. Like I feel like, so I have a photo of the gifts that my teacher got when I was at the end of primary school because I had made a little card. I just started doing crafts.
Yes, cards, paper mache things, little bits of rubbish.
I just started doing cross stitch. And so one of the very early pieces of cross stitch I did was a card for my teacher. So they took a picture of me and the teacher holding this card with the other things in front of her that she'd got. And it was things like, you know, a bar of chocolate and things like this. And it certainly wasn't universal. It wasn't that everybody was expected to give a present. There were just a few things. And it was the end of school. Like, we were leaving that school and she'd been our teacher for a while. Like, it wasn't like we'd only had her for a year. But I think it's become a bigger and bigger thing over time. And now you can get like commercially available teacher cards and things like this, which I definitely don't think was true 10, 15 years ago.
I think we spoke about this on our earlier episode as well, but I think it's one of the things I think is like what Carrie said, it's the WhatsApp group. So you can communicate so much easier. It's also, there's an economics thing. So it's like, instead of, I think in the past there would have been problems like one parent bought, you know, like you buy one bottle of wine and then the next parent coming in has a whole case and you're like, oh, wait, so their kid is going to get better than my kid. But
so that then leads us on to the ethics of it then. So we talked about that. I guess a lot of that is state school. I don't know if that's true in private language schools as well. But then there's the ethics of, should you be buying gifts for the teacher? Is that bribery? Like, what's the borderline between the two? And I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Even though, like Lindsay, you were saying, oh, you know, they gave a better gift than I did and my kid will get best preferential treatment or whatever, I don't get that feeling at all with our gift buying, but it's just more that it's expected for every class to give a gift to the teacher. It's kind of, there's even when the teacher maybe is not approved of by all of the parents.
Uniformly hated by everyone. They still get the 200 euro coffee machine.
If there's been a rift or whatever, it's kind of, you know, it's definitely not, it doesn't reflect the value that the parents give to that particular teacher, because the teacher who is highly, highly valued will get exactly the same set of gifts. And
I
don't think it is.
I've worked at schools as well where we weren't allowed to accept gifts from students at all, where it wasn't permitted. And even like, you weren't allowed to accept like a bar of chocolate or anything from them.
Yes.
Because there was a risk that the students would get the impression that if they gave you things, that therefore that would improve their grades, even if it wouldn't, that there would be that impression that it was a possibility that maybe if I give my teacher things, they will give me preferential treatment. And therefore there was a blanket ban on gifts from teachers.
I also wondered about that. When I taught in Canada, there was also that idea of we're not going to allow gifts, also because we had such a multicultural classroom and there were lots of different gift giving traditions. So you had some people would give very much more elaborate gifts than others, and then the students would be sort of like talking behind each other's back, sort of like, what was that about? You know, sort of like, depending on what culture you come from, there may be a very extravagant gift or maybe a kind of a process of giving a gift and a way of receiving that gift that, you know, it's just easier perhaps to sort of mix it all. I haven't experienced that. I haven't worked in very, very multicultural classrooms in the same way. Have you, Carrie, been in a situation where?
Not in a situation where gift giving ever was, it wasn't a practice, it seems to me, because there was much more kind of UK based multicultural classes, and there was none, they were adults, there was no kind of like parental whether it's pressure or, you know, sort of, I don't know, culture that you need to give a present to the teacher. And in fact, in those circumstances, I never got any gifts. It would be a card, if anything, signed by everyone, and that was about it. And so it never actually arose.
I suppose that's a tangential question then, is it different with children and with adults? Because I've actually found, like, probably about half of my career I've been working with adults, and I actually find that it's not been that different. So they're like, in Poland, Teacher's Day is a thing. So you would get a flower or some chocolate, something like that, on Teacher's Day. But you would get that from adults as well. Like, it wouldn't make a difference if it was a child, a young learner class, a teen class, or adult classes. You would get the same treatment with them. And actually, sometimes, adult training groups, for example, like as a teacher trainer at the end of a CELTA course, for example, might get a small gift from the group as a whole. But with a card that everybody signed, for example, and then it's kind of a that in some ways that feels more real rather than just being expected. Like, it doesn't happen at the end of every CELTA course because there's not a culture of that, but some groups will decide that that's how they want to show their affection. So I've got a plant set next to right next to me, for example, that was a gift from a CELTA group earlier this year, and I have managed to keep alive for the following 6 months. But yeah, I don't know if it's different with adults and with children, for example, or with trainees compared to students.
Yes. I mean, the other one, I mean, I don't know either, because most of my experience has been with adults. The only other thing I would add would be, I do remember teaching in businesses when it would be around the end of the year time, and I would see all the business employees. I'd see like the room where all their gifts were going to be, like usually like big baskets of stuff. And I would, there would, every once in a while, there'd be one for the language teacher who was coming to give the classes, but more often than not, there wasn't. And so I would always be looking at them like, oh my gosh, they're getting like cheese and wine and jams, and these like big elaborate, and there'd be different size baskets, according to like how important you were. But I didn't get any of those. No, I know it was terrible.
Oh, Lindsay. One thing that, like, one of the companies that I worked with would do would be to give the teachers part of the lottery ticket, that Spanish thing where you buy a number and then it's shared out amongst everybody, basically, as a as the gift at the end of the Christmas term. And it was like that was definitely an exception rather than the rule. That, and there were quite a few of us teaching at that company, and we all got our little, part.
Now, of course, if
We
you won
didn't
the if
win. We
no, of
didn't
course, if you
win,
won the
but
Spanish, if you won the Spanish Christmas lottery, that gift would then be the equivalent of like upwards of 100,000 euros, which would be a really nice,
Exactly.
would probably spell the end of your teaching in the company, because you'd probably stop all of that.
I think that was always a nice tradition. At the first school that I worked at was at Christmas, they would give the school would give teachers a thank you gift for the year, for Christmas. So 1 year we got diaries for the next year. This was a long time ago when everybody still used paper diaries. But another year we all got t-shirts which had the logo of the school on the front, but then on the back it had like five or six different classic student mistakes.
Oh,
And so
wow.
they'd actually gone around and collected them from us, but we didn't know why. And then they'd put them on this t-shirt of like the funny things that we always shared. So, for example, Czech students, when you say, what did you do at the weekend? They always say, I was on the cottage in the nature. And things like this. So it's these kind of sentences that appeared on this t-shirt. So that was also nice, like the school giving presents to the teachers as well.
Let's take a little break, and when we come back, let's get into the meat of what are some good and not so good gifts.
Hello, TEFL Commute listeners. This is producer James here, just popping in with a quick message to say thank you for listening to the podcast. Don't forget that we're available on all podcast players. So if you want to find us, the easiest way to do that is to go to our website, teflcommute.com, where you'll find links to all the major podcast apps. And while you're there, you can also find the archive of all of our episodes, going back over 100 episodes now, with the show notes and links. And of course, if you want to follow us on social media, you'll find us in all the regular places. Just search for TEFL Commute, all one word, lowercase. And finally, if you are a Google Podcast user, then I would recommend that you do that now, because Google is closing its podcast app at the beginning of 2024. So if you are a Google Podcast user, now is the time to get hold of another app and sort out your subscriptions. Obviously, first and foremost, get the TEFL Commute. Thanks for listening.
And we're back. So we were talking a little bit about gift giving, our experiences, ethics, yes, no, and stuff. But since this is the kind of gift season, let's talk about what may have changed in the last 14 seasons of the TEFL commute when we did our last gifts for teachers episode. What kind of gifts are getting given to teachers now?
Well, so one of the things that we were talking about is the difference between being in a face-to-face classroom and being online.
Yes.
And maybe that if you're working with online students, maybe it's a bit harder to actually give and receive gifts. And maybe the way that this is done might change with more online classes. I found an article from FlexTech Education, and they were talking about great gifts for online educators. And so as I was looking through these gifts, I was thinking that some of these seem a little bit extreme, and I wasn't sure if these would be.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if these would be the kind of gifts that you would give to somebody who you knew was an online teacher,
or even that an online teacher would be able to, in their family, would be able to afford. I saw some of these ones as well, and I was like, I don't know if you've got the right demographic for teachers for some of these.
Yes. Like, or whether it was the kind of present that you were thinking before that it's for your teacher.
Okay.
So it was there seemed to be a lot of techie gifts in there. So things like a second monitor. So I don't know how I would feel if somebody I can't work with like one monitor anymore. I'm so used to having two monitors. And it's made such a difference to the way that I work. But I don't know if I would like somebody else buying me a monitor. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I like to choose my own technology. I don't want somebody to buy it for me and just assume that I might want it.
Yes. Yes, a second, that would be also, yes, I wonder who would get that for you, unless it was like a significant other, perhaps, you know, so it's like, I'm not sure.
I was gonna say, it's a little bit like a list for, you know, if you have a teacher in your life rather than someone who is your teacher, you sort of.
Exactly.
Yes, what to get for the teacher in your life, what to get for the lawyer in your life, exactly. Yeah. I mean, did you see any nifty recent online teacher gifts then, Sandy? Anything cool?
So one of the things that they recommended that I thought was quite funny was a tabletop fountain. Bring the soothing sounds of nature inside and help the online teacher in your life unplug and unwind.
Oh, wait, so it makes an online thing, a fountain that makes noise as well.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So then your students on Zoom would be like, someone left the tap running? Someone left the toilet? Is the toilet jammed or something? Because or you'd want to go pee all the time.
It's very funny. They have furry slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting there all the time.
Anything lower body comfortable for the online classes is good.
They've got an electric throw blanket so they can stay toasty while teaching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm not doing it right now, but often at this time of year, I wrap myself in a patchwork quilt.
Doesn't that make us sound like we're teaching in Victorian times, though? Yeah. A little bit like the online teacher, you know, huddled around the fire. You know, cackling away beneath their electric blanket.
I have to say that it has been, since I've been working online almost exclusively over the last 2 years, I have been quite impressed at the way that a couple of my trainees have managed to somehow give me presents, which I wasn't expecting at all.
Oh, wow.
Like, I got a present at the beginning of a course because I met somebody at IATEFL a few weeks into the course, because I said, I know I want to give you a present at the end, so I've just given it to you at the beginning.
So oh, that's great.
Excellent.
And then somebody else realized that my address was on the invoice that I sent her at the beginning of the course. So at the end of the course, she sent me a card and a book token.
Oh, wow. So advantage of putting address on invoice, you can get gifts. Disadvantage, you could get hate mail. But
yes, you could also get used for good.
You could get a digital book voucher as well, couldn't you? I mean, like, it wouldn't have to be sent through the phone.
She wanted to send me a handwritten card because the Delta exam is handwritten. So she wanted to say, now I've done so much work on my handwriting, I want to demonstrate to you how nice it is.
I think one of the gifts that we talked about in the episode way back seemed very sort of very kind of nerdy and elaborate to us. And I still think it does, but it was a customized keyboard for teachers where you could put what you wanted on certain keys. So instead of the backspace key being delete, it would be like, it would say rubbish, or you would have like different, the space key, you could have your name or don't forget or whatever. You would be able to customize with different colors, the different keys and stuff like that. And so that was a gift for teachers, bizarrely, but I guess.
I wonder if anyone ever got that.
I don't
or
know.
Used
yes.
It or yeah. In any way. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, couldn't find it on my last search, by the way.
The lists I've been looking at were more kind of for face-to-face teachers, but techie things that like little gadgets and stuff for the classroom.
Laser pointers.
That wasn't one of them. A clicker.
Oh, yeah.
That turned up over and over and over as being like a really useful gift. And I guess it is.
Except how many clickers do you need?
I know. Or exactly. Also, yeah, the clicker that you lose at the bottom of the bag and you're like, I can't find it. Yeah. I need it. Or it never has the batteries when you need it. Goes that the batteries run out. Yeah.
That's the other one is a power pack. Power packs in all shapes and sizes and colors and stuff, you know. So that's a definite, that useful, I think.
Yeah.
Anything Bluetoothy seemed to be very common, so like a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh yes, example, the Bluetooth speaker.
Bluetooth speaker, lifesaver. Although you'd think probably most teachers have got one, but hey,
yeah,
you know, maybe you need a backup.
Yes, okay.
I think Sandy, you mentioned this one as well, but this one was kind of mentioned for face-to-face teachers as well. Was the coffee cup heater that you can the USB coffee cup heater, which you can
yes, I have seen these kinds of things. Yes,
yeah, I've got one. It was a gift. Yes, yeah, so it's like and so on it goes. It's like the other one I really loved was, I don't know why, but randomly it was a doorbell, and it was just like a little box, you press it and it rings like a doorbell, but the idea being that it would be a novelty way to get your students' attention in the classroom so you don't have to shout anymore. So I just then thinking like, oh wonderful, yes. That just add that to the whole list of teacher presents, like a mini gong.
Yes.
Or a Tibetan bell. Yeah. Or you know, so like little pan pipe or something, anything like that.
Oh, Kerry, I'd love to see you teaching with a pan pipe together.
I'm still stuck back on the little gong or a massive gong, like for mistakes. Boom.
I think with most of them, like you use them once, it's going to work once, isn't it? If you've got like, and then the next time it's already lost. Its
it'll be gathering dust in the corner until your significant other says, can we throw that horrid thing out?
Or can we find another teacher to give it to?
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes. You re-gift it. Yeah. I thought we could finish also. I found another list. We love doing lists here on TEFL Commute, and we love testing each other on lists. This isn't a quiz, but what I thought is I'm going to suggest some gifts. This is a list of like great gifts to get for teachers, like timeless gifts for teachers. And I want you each to rate these on a scale of like 1 to 5 thank yous. 5 thank yous being like, oh, thank you, like really good gift, like you really like it. And a 1 thank you is a gift that you just wouldn't be that keen on, right? So you got to imagine these are gifts coming either from students or from other people in your family, not close, but like an uncle or a nephew who's like, yes, you know, my aunt's a teacher, so I got her this. All right, so ready? We'll do 6 or 7 of them. So the first one is a pencil sharpener.
I mean, my first question would be, what kind of pencil sharpener?
One was like a quiet pencil sharpener, like it's kind of like it would sit on your desk and you just like a quiet electric one. It would be like bzzz, not like a kind of fancy.
I mean, if it's an electric one, then that's probably at least 3 or 4 thank you, because I spent a long time sharpening a lot of pencils.
Oh, there you go. Kerry, would that be a 3 or 4, 2?
I was actually hoping for more of a traditional one, but like that's got somewhere that actually holds the shaving so it doesn't get messy. But
these would hold
old
the shavings.
Fashioned kind of pencil shopper. So I think maybe I wouldn't be as enthusiastic as Sandy.
Well,
also,
so the reason I'm enthusiastic is about a month ago, two of us spent an hour at Brownie Guides sharpening all of the pencils and the pencil crayons. And by the end of it, both of us, our fingers were hurting and they turned a funny colour from all of the colours from the pencil crayons. And so now I'm like, yes, please, electric pencil sharpener.
Okay, next one. Ready? Okay, Carol, I'll start with you. Personalized pencils and or whiteboard markers, which would have your name on them. Like a set.
Yeah, that would be like, wow, yeah, you really shouldn't have.
Then it's like,
I can't even give them away. So you're looking at like I don't know anyone else who spells their name my way either. So it's like,
so that'd be a one or a two, thank you then.
Yeah.
I would actually say, again, I'm more enthusiastic about that. Gary. So when I was a kid, my grandparents gave me and my brother a set of 100 pencils each with our names on.
And you still have some.
I still have 3 or 4 of them left because nobody ever steals them, because you lend one to somebody and they don't want to keep it because it's got your name on it. And so I have lent those pencils to students in the past and they have always given them back to me.
That's true.
Works then, yeah.
All right. Here's another one. Now we're getting to more like a mixture of different kinds of things. They're not all going to be original. And this is most definitely not. The bog standard 20 euro Amazon gift card.
Yeah, that's like
a 2 or a 3. Like, yeah, 20 euros isn't quite enough to get like the big thing that you wanted. You might not even be able to get the book, but a
lot of books cost more than that. Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds like a 2 thank you from both of you for that.
Yeah, the danger of that is it just goes back into the Amazon pot.
Yes.
And will be used to buy someone else a gift that they don't want either. And then it's like you're just perpetuating
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it all just keeps going around. All right, here was a really weird one, and I don't know why it's on this list. It was a new lanyard.
Ooh.
To keep your identification and things with it.
Well, some people wear keys on their lanyards, I suppose, and maybe your USB stick and stuff like that. If you're,
Carrie sounds keener on the lanyard than on the personalized Carrie pencils.
Yeah.
I mean, going to so many conferences, lanyards, I'm like, I don't need
it. Well, no, I don't need lanyards. I have,
that's what I was
like
say.
A
like,
whole
many,
box
many,
full
many,
of them.
Yeah,
but I'm just thinking my face if someone's like, it's for you, and I open it and it's a lanyard.
Lanyard.
Like,
no,
it's
you're
a lanyard.
Right.
You could put your identification in there. I'd be like, okay.
Thanks.
Because I used to keep my conference lanyards before they always asked us to recycle them. And I have a box full of those, which is now pushed off in the corner. And I should get rid of it, but I always feel like I'll hold on to it for something or other. Okay.
I wonder how many lanyards you need to go through for a personalized lanyard to be worth it.
Yeah.
I heard about a conference recently, I can't remember where it was, that asked everybody to bring any conference bags that they had.
Ah.
So that rather than giving a new conference bag, they would just like rehand out conference bags from other people's conferences as well. And I guess that they could do that with lanyards as well. Like,
yes, sponsors would
lanyards.
Love that.
Lanyards are usually sponsored, aren't they? That's like, you know, sort of the,
Lindsay will bring his box along and everyone's already got a lanyard.
All right, here comes another one. Ready? I'll ask Carrie this one. A movie night. So like a coupon or a certificate for a movie night for 2 people.
Yep, that's definitely going up the list for me. That's more my kind of present. An experience
present. Yes, well, movie night is one thing. The experience ones, like sort of
you're right.
In a faraway place or something like that. No.
Yeah, when it costs you more to get there.
Yes, exactly. The wine tasting in the middle of nowhere. Sandy, what about you for
the movie night would definitely be up there for me as well. That's one of my main hobbies is watching films. So
okay. All right, a handmade plaque or decoration for your classroom, Sandy.
If it's for my classroom, okay, probably. It's when you end up with all of these things at home and you're like, I don't want to throw it away because somebody put effort into it.
Yes.
But it's a bit, sometimes they're really nice. And as I say, like I gave a cross-stitch card to my teacher, so I can't complain about handmade gifts. But yeah, sometimes they're really nice and sometimes they're really not. So I think it would depend on how nice it was.
I think the gift I've seen go most horribly wrong was when there was when it was like the vogue to get 3D figurines made of people, like,
Oh,
based on photos or
dare.
whatever,
Yes.
you know. And it was the ugliest object I've ever seen. And this poor
Was this
teacher,
of you, Carrie, or was
no,
this
it wasn't of
just
me, it was
that you
another
thought?
teacher, but it was like, and you
Like
know,
an
it just
action
did
figure.
not represent her in any way or form at
No.
all. And it was like a really garish, ugly object. And she had to kind of just be so grateful for it. And it was the worst. It was, yeah.
So
Thank
again,
you for the
yes,
thought.
we're not hitting, we haven't hit one 5-star thank you yet, I don't think. Let me go for the,
True.
I don't think we're going to hit it soon either. The next, I have two more. One is the smelly candle, like a scented candle.
That is generally a no from me because it could sit and build up dust. Nothing ever happens with it.
Yeah, it kind of depends on the smell, I suppose, but it's like there's definitely not a five. There's nowhere near a five.
No. And then the last one they have is a handwritten letter from a student.
Oh yeah.
I
Yeah.
really like those.
Yeah, me
Yes.
too.
Yeah.
The
And actually
most
that
recent,
probably is
yeah,
a
sorry.
five. That probably is a five. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because like, it's
Yeah. Yes.
personal. You put in some effort. You've thought about it.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of
And
thing
that's the
that
other
you
thing
get
that
out
you never
again and
really
again.
want to throw away either, right?
Yeah.
Like those get
Yeah.
filed away and
And
you
it's
can.
really nice having like a box of them or something. So you, every now and again, if you're feeling a bit like, why am I doing this job? You can get it out and have a look at it and go, this is why I'm doing this job.
Exactly. I love the fact that you say a box of them. So I'm
I mean,
thinking
a box of
I have
them.
like two or three, whereas now I'm thinking of Sandy's overflowing box
Box. Yeah,
of
it's a
letters.
full box. I
think like one of the most recent ones I got was from a group of 5-year-olds that we'd
Oh yeah.
been doing storytelling with, and so obviously like their form teacher had told them that they had to write cards for Kerry, but what I liked most about it was how many different ways they found to spell my name.
Yes,
At
that
the
would be
age of
good.
five, they were being super creative with this. Like,
I got I that just reminds me when I did my very first teaching, I was volunteering, and the kids at the school that we were working at, they all gave us cards when we left, and it was just A4 pieces of paper folded in half. But they didn't really know very much English, so every card had some variation of either happy birthday or what was it, or be lucky, but sometimes it would be like happy lucky or
Yeah,
be
be
birthday or
birthday.
happy be birthday, and it was some like combination of these phrases in like 30 different A4 pieces of paper folded in
Wonderful.
half, and it was so cute, so it was so sweet.
Well, before we finish, see this. I was hoping that, and I hadn't read my list carefully enough because I was hoping we'd give the listeners ideas for the teacher, the other teachers in their family. I don't think we have. Has anyone got an idea for a gift? If someone was listening to this and wanted to get a gift for a teacher in their family, who, let's say, taught some of the time online, taught some face to face, I'm putting you both on the spot here.
Okay, so what would be the ideal gift?
I think it depends to some extent how nerdy your teacher friend is,
Yes.
because if they are me or people like me, then what I often ask for and have in the past asked for is methodology books because they're just so expensive.
That's
And
true.
so
Yeah.
getting a
Yeah.
methodology book for Christmas was like the only way I could afford one for a long time.
That's true. Although you'd want a certain method. Well, yes, but
Yeah,
yeah,
they get
methodology.
instructions about which ones to buy. It's not just any book.
It's like a wedding. You have the wedding list
Yeah,
online
exactly. This,
somewhere.
yeah,
I have
yeah.
my
You need,
Amazon list.
yeah, you need your wish list for that
Yeah.
kind of, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, the really kind of cliched answers to it is stuff like more time, or
Yes.
fewer hours,
Yes.
or more
The
money,
pay.
or, you know, so like,
Yeah.
And there's not a lot you can actually gift, is there, to
No.
help with those kind of things?
No, there isn't. And I can't think of any other things except for like your sort of standard ex like sort of nice to have extras for online teaching. For example, you know, the little like circular light that you might have to give yourself better light on things, but that's sort of gadgety. Same thing with like sort of a kind of microphone stands or things like that, but they're not particularly wow gifts.
They're not exciting, are they? No. Yeah. What is an exciting gift for the teacher in your life?
That feels like a question to close.
I know it does sound like it. We'll do the typical teacher thing for homework, every listeners. Yeah. We'd love to hear what you think or what people have got you. What's a great gift that you've got? What gifts would you get for a teacher in your life? What would you like to receive? You can find us at all the usual places online, at TEFLcommute.com. We're on Facebook, and we'd love to hear your feedback. And also, we hope that you enjoy any of the gifts that you get at this gift season of the next few months, and we'll talk to you next time. ¶¶